Sarah in Mansfield, Ohio, watching on YouTube. You are on with Brandon Vaught. What's your question?
Hi. So I was having a discussion with a Protestant the other day, and I asked him what he had a problem with this particular video that I showed him. And without even making reference to the video itself, he just named all the problems that Protestants have with Catholicism. And so it kind of had this question in my mind of what the best way to go about it would be as far as explaining some of these things, like if it would be biblically or to show some theology or just different things. It's just different ways to approach it. I actually just today got in the mail that How Not to Share Your Faith by Mark Brumley. So I haven't had a chance to get into that, but I just saw the topic of today's show, and I wanted to call and see what your advice was on that.
Well, thanks, Sarah. It's a great question. You know, I'm a former Protestant, so I've kind of been on both sides of the Tiber, and so I get it. I know the long list of objections that Protestants will give to the Catholic Church. In my experience, the best approach is not to get into the weeds of each of these individual objections. So they'll say, explain this doctrine. It's not in the Bible. Well, you could go to the Bible and find explicit or implicit evidence for it, but you're going to be just moving in circles and you're not going to make much headway. Instead, you want to sidestep all of those issues and get to the fundamental divide between Catholics and Protestants, which concerns the question of authority. Authority. Who has the authority to speak in the name of God? Many Protestants will say that the Bible is the sole authority, that the sole rule of faith. It's the final authority. We Catholics believe that the Bible is an authority, but so is the church, and so is our sacred tradition, so is our living magisterium. Catholics also believe that the Bible gets its authority from the church, that the Bible emerged from the church. It's a church document. It was meant as a liturgical document to be read in the liturgy. And the only way that we know the biblical books we have are inspired by God, the only way we know that they have authority is through the church's authority. And that might be a complicated thing. We could talk about it for a lot longer here. And I know you got Mark Brumley's excellent book, which I recommend. It'll give you a lot of practical strategies for handling apologetical conversations. Let me recommend one more, though. My good friend Devin Rose wrote a very helpful book called Navigating the Tiber, which will help give you some practical things to say to your Protestant loved ones and friends. And so that book is a great reference, and I think it'll help you a lot.
Sarah, thank you very, very much. I think Mark Brumley's book is also called Seven Deadly Sins of Apologetics. And
yes.
Anybody who listens whenever Mark is on knows that I get that wrong every time.